Hey, Raj, what's happening?
Nothing.
What?
I don't believe it. I just can't believe it. I waited an hour and she never showed up.
Cheer up, Raj. Everyone gets stood up once in a while. You're young, handsome, and intelligent. There's lots of more fish in the sea.
Oh, thanks, sweetheart. That makes me feel a little bit better.
On the other hand, you're broke. Skinny. And you wear glasses. You better go fishing.
Make that a regular hamburger vanilla shake.
Smart move. What about you, Rerun?
Well, I'm on a diet. I haven't had a single thing to eat all day.
Hey, that's terrific. Have you lost anything?
Yeah, consciousness.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Rerun. I'll be right back with your burger, Rob.
Thanks, Shirley. Well, you want to listen to the Lakers game tonight?
No, let's walk down to the roller rink and meet some girls.
Oh, come on, Rerun. You don't even know how to skate.
I can do the same thing I did last time.
Rerun, putting Vaseline on your sneakers is not skating.
Hey, what's happening?
I'll tell you what's happening. We are the luckiest guys in the world. I have 3 tickets to tonight's Lakers game.
Oh, really? You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. Look. 5th row.
Oh, wow. How did you get these?
Somebody gave them to my dad.
Hey, we better get started. It starts at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, there's only one small problem. We need a ride out to the forum.
Oh, well, can't your father take us?
No, Mom and Dad, they went out to dinner.
Well, we gotta have a car. We'll never make it by bus in time.
That's true.
Hey, here you go, Roger.
Hey, Shelby.
Hey,
oh, Shirley, you have any idea how we might get hold of a car?
Oh, sure. Run through the airports and say you're O.J. Simpson.
Raj, what are we gonna do now?
Rerun, is there any chance your brother-in-law will give us a ride?
Ike? Yeah, he give me a ride in an ambulance. He's not even home. He's still on vacation with my sister.
Did they drive on that vacation?
No, they flew to Mexico.
They flew to Mexico?
What's so funny?
Yeah, Raj, what?
Well, I'm just laughing at how they flew to Mexico and they took all the keys with them so nobody could get in and out of the garage to start up the car.
I start the car and drive it to the forum to see the Lakers.
Good idea, Rerun.
Hey, and if there's time tomorrow, I'll even get a license.
Dwayne?
Raj, Rerun said he didn't have a license.
Oh, he's just kidding.
I'm going to ride in the back seat anyway, just to be safe.
Dwayne, you have no choice. When Rerun drives, no one else can fit in the front seat.
Game, Mrs. Thomas.
Miss Thomas, you had to see Lou Hudson handle that basketball. Woo, he was bad, right?
Right,
he was doing like this, right? And the dude came around and he went, ho, fake this way, went between his legs, was up here. And he was going around like this, and he faked the shot, went faked another, went around with him, and slapped on.
We won. Wonderful, wonderful. Now go on in the kitchen and have yourself a victory Twinkie.
Oh, I better not. Great, Rerun, you're sticking to your diet.
That has nothing to do with it. I just want to get Ike's car back in the garage in case he comes back early from his vacation.
Rerun, you better get that car back in a hurry.
Bye.
Later, Rerun.
He's too much. And how's his driving?
Oh, pretty good, Mom.
He's very cautious, Mrs. Thomas. He waited for the light to turn green before he drove off the curb.
He's just kidding, Mama. He's a good driver.
Rerun. Oh, hey! Hey! Rerun! Hey! even in the car.
What do you mean?
I forgot my keys. And I was on my way back to the house when someone hit the car and took off.
Oh, wow. Hit and run. That's pretty bad stuff, man.
No, what's bad is hit and hit again and hit again and again. And that's what Ike is going to do to me as soon as he sees that car.
Well, maybe he won't see it.
Maybe he won't see it. The whole left rear is pushed in. How could he not see?
Well, when Ike gets into the car, you can go out ahead of him and just lean on the spot.
How'd you like me to lean against you?
Rerun, did you get the license number?
No, Mrs. Thomas. They were gone by the time I turned around.
That's so.
He was gone.
Huh?
He, not they, was gone. I was looking out the window and I saw the whole thing.
What did you see, Dee?
I saw the man that hit Rerun's stolen car.
It's not stolen.
You took it without permission, so it's a stolen car.
Oh, never mind about that. Just tell us what you saw.
Well, let me put it this way. If I had movies of this whole accident, wouldn't you be willing to pay me a dollar for them?
You took movies?
No, that's why I'm only going to charge you a quarter for the story without the pictures.
Dean!
A man driving a Rolls Royce hit Rerun's car.
A Rolls Royce? Are you kidding?
Would I lie with the mother in the room?
Well, Dee, did you get to see the license plate?
Well, Dee?
Mom, I can make big money off this thing.
Will you just tell us the license number?
Console Core 8995.
What does that mean?
Wait a minute. I remember something from last semester's government class. Where's my civics book?
Right.
Oh, here it is. Let's see. Let's see.
Yeah, look at the cat.
Consul Corps. All right. Oh, here it is. It means they're from a foreign country. It is found on the cars of foreign officials, such as ambassadors and consuls.
That would explain the flag.
What flag?
There was a flag on the bumper of that car.
Oh, what did the flag look like?
Mama, I could split the money with you and you could take the whole day off.
The flag, Dee?
It was green with white squiggly lines on it, and it had a big camel on the bottom.
Oh, a camel? Ah, and squiggly lines. That sounds like Arabic symbols. Squiggly lines. Ah, here it is. Green, white, with squiggly lines and a camel. Wow, Rerun, you got hit by the consul from the Arabian Republic of Arango.
That's it. That's it. Give me Marsha Diane. This is war.
Dwayne, come on.
Stop being so scared.
Come on. Oh, but you still want me to do the talking?
Yeah, you do the talking, I'll do the walking.
Dwayne! Come on, you're not scared, are you?
Look, Raj, I read about these guys. Man, they got swords. And if you do something wrong, they chop off your fingers and your toes.
Dwayne, the Arabs just dress different from us, that's all. They're very civilized. All we want is our money.
Yeah, then they'll raise the price of oil again, and President Carter will blame it on us.
Dwayne? Who would you rather talk to about the car? The Arabs or Ike? Now get it.
Yes?
Good morning and an Alibaba on your sheet.
Can I help you?
Yes, we'd like to see the consul.
Do you have an appointment? Is he expecting you?
No, but last night I wasn't expecting him either.
Let me see.
What is it, Hassan?
These young gentlemen wish to see your father, Amid.
Well, I'm sorry, but my father is very busy and cannot see anyone for several weeks. And don't harass us anymore. I'm sorry. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Turkey.
Could you believe that? They slammed the door in our faces.
Shoot, we just lucky they didn't slam the door on our fingers. What are we gonna do now, Rob?
Well, Rerun, you can still call the police. At least you get your car fixed.
Well, okay. But you guys gotta skip school on Tuesday.
Why?
Because I comes on Monday. Tuesday, you'll be at my funeral. I should have never taken that car.
You guys back already? What happened?
Oh, they slammed the door on our faces. You know, Raj, I really thought we were going to get in until that kid showed up.
Oh, yeah.
You mean the kid who was about 16 and wearing glasses?
Yeah, how did you know?
He's the one that was driving the Rolls Royce last night.
Uh-huh. No wonder that kid threw us out so fast. We're going to call him up and demand our money and we go to the police. Let me find this number here.
Try 555-2626.
Thank you, dear.
I think I heard the other guy call the kid Ahmed or something.
Right, it was Ahmed.
Yeah.
Hello, may I speak to Ahmed, please? We will get this thing settled once and for all. Yes, hello, Ahmed. My name is Roger Thomas, and I'm one of the three guys who came by this morning. Now, Ahmed, we know that you're the one who ran into Rerun's car. He's also the one who just hung up on me. He hung up on me.
Man, that's not right.
No, it's not right. I have an idea.
What is it, D?
Listen. There's one thing I've learned in my 12 years as a preteen, and that is every kid all over the world is the same. And my guess is that kid took the car without his father's permission. Does that ring a bell, ding-a-ling?
All right, go on, Dee.
So if his father's an okay guy, he'll pay you for what his kid did. So let's just go back over to the consulate and try to talk to him.
I don't want to go back to that place.
Come on, Dwayne.
Yeah.
Yeah, bye.
Dwayne, there's nothing to be afraid of.
Me. Yes?
Hello, my name is Dee Thomas, and this is my brother and his friends.
Yes, we've met before. How do you do? My name is Hassan.
Hello, Mr. Hassan. We'd like to see the consul, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been instructed to advise you that the consul will not be available for several weeks.
That's okay. We'll wait.
We'll wait.
Young lady, you simply can't walk in here. This is private property. We regard this as our soil.
Well, we regard this as our air. So let's make a deal. You use our air, and we'll use your soil.
Young lady, you are being very difficult.
Look, Mr. Hassan, we came here because we wanted to avoid an international incident.
International incident?
That's right. An Arab kid driving an English car ran into a Japanese car on an American block.
What is all this about?
It's about $200 to fix the car.
I don't understand. I was told that you boys were harassing the consul's son on his way home from school.
Oh, no, sir. No, sir.
He hit our car and didn't even bother stopping.
Oh. This is a serious matter. Yes. I shall notify the consul at once. Please. Sit down, and please accept my humble apologies. Please, make yourselves comfortable. I did not mean to be rude. Our home is your home.
Thanks. And your home is my home.
Sit down.
Oh, Mr. Hassan, I really love your place here. And I especially love that vase. It's beautiful.
You like this vase?
Mm-hmm.
Then... it is yours, my friend.
Oh, no, I don't.
Oh, in my country, when a guest admires an object, it is given to him as a gift.
But,
not to accept would be insulting.
I understand, thank you.
It is nothing. I shall tell the consul that you wish to see him.
Now, what am I gonna do with this thing?
Next time you want to say something, stick it in your mouth.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Would you be so kind? Excuse me. Oh, if you don't mind. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Smashing day, isn't it?
Pardon?
I said smashing day, isn't it?
I wouldn't know. I'm not into violence.
No, smashing means wonderful, you see.
Oh, I get it. You're British, right?
Yes, that's right. And you and your friends are Americans.
Uh-huh. That's right. Mm-hmm.
You here to see the concert, too?
Yes, I am.
What about?
D.
Well, he started with his smashing stuff.
Each year, the British and the consul for the Republic of Arango get together and host a charity ball, and we have to decide on this year's theme.
Theme?
Yes, you know, masquerade party, Las Vegas night. The trouble is, we've done them all. We've run out of ideas. Ha
ha ha! I've got one. How about hospital night?
Hospital night?
Yeah. Instead of throwing a party for yourselves, you could go down there to General Hospital and throw one for the patient. They probably could use one.
Bloody good idea. What?
I didn't say anything.
Bloody good idea.
Pardon?
I said bloody good idea and smashing and bloody good.
You want to sit next to this guy?
No, I'm happy with the vase.
The consul will see you in a moment. Please follow me.
Oh, well, it's been awfully nice talking to you, folks. And cheerio.
Yeah, and a Captain Crunch to you, too.
We'll join you in a moment. Please sit down.
I'll grab a chair.
Oh, no. No chair. Make yourselves comfortable, Arabian style. Please. This young man needs a little assistance. There we are. It's a matter of counterbalance. Yes. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Please feel free to partake of our humble refreshments.
Refreshments?
Yes, we have some dates and some goat's milk. Or would you like a little pigeon brain? You don't like pigeon brain?
He's already got one.
That'll be fine, thank you.
Yes?
Oh, may I present the consul of the Republic of Arango. Oh.
Are these the children who have been bothering my son?
Excuse me, Your Excellency. You were at a meeting and I could not brief you. They tell a different story.
A different story?
Yes.
Then perhaps you may explain it. Please, go ahead.
Can we sit down before my brother gets a hernia?
Yes. You may sit. Now, how do you know my son?
Well, last night about 10:30, your son was driving a Rolls Royce and hit Rerun's car.
Rerun?
Yeah, that's me, your consolation.
I'm afraid it's true, Your Excellency. I checked the car while they were waiting. The fender is damaged.
Ahmed, come here, please.
Yes, Father.
Oh. Ahmed. These young people tell me that you were involved in an accident last night.
Yes, Father.
You told me you were going to bed.
Yes, Father, I'm sorry.
This is the second time this month you lied to me. Last time you took the car and missed school.
Oh, Ahmed, you're going to get in trouble.
I will not stand for it. You will receive the maximum punishment.
No, Ahmed, don't cut off his fingers. He's just a kid.
Why do you defy me, my son?
I hate my school. It's a school for foreign children. I am in America. I want to see America, and I want to know Americans.
If John Wayne can only hear this.
I never knew this.
Hey, listen, Ahmed, if it's okay with your father, maybe you could come down to the soda shop and meet our friends.
You mean it?
Yeah.
Oh, father, is it possible?
Perhaps. But as a punishment, you will be confined to your room for 1 week, and you must pay for the repairs of the car out of your allowance.
Yeah, the estimate is $191.
Okay. 20, 40, 50, 150, 170, 190, and one.
That's your allowance?
Oh, no. Not all of it.
Amir, meet your new American friend. Give me 500.
Well, then, it's all settled. And now I do have other things to attend to. Please excuse me. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Do you think that maybe we could go to a baseball game?
Do you know anything about baseball?
No, not at all.
Oh, you'll love it. There's this huge stadium, and you go in and eat all you want.
Excuse me, sir. I want to apologize. We're really sorry we came barging in here. We really didn't mean to be pushy.
I understand. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Solomon? Who's Solomon? My name is Dee. Pay attention to a person. Peace. Smoshing.
Oh, that really is beautiful, Rod.
Mm-hmm. And see, all these things tell a story. That's what I love about Arabian art. See, there's the sun. See, it probably means there's sun.
Good, Raj.
Now look, see, there's a boy running across the desert, and there's a girl running away from him.
Here's something, Raj. It's in Arabic words, too. Maybe you can figure them out.
Oh, what to say? That might be the secret code to the whole thing. I mean, this thing could be worth millions.
Madi inja apon.
Madi inj apon. Madi inj. Madi inj. Madi in Japan? Made in Japan!